USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Let me be clear. People who engage in that kind of gross misconduct have no place in the FBI.
FBI Director Chris Wray in the hot seat during a Senate hearing on Wednesday. The FBI is the spotlight for the bungled investigation of convicted sex offender Larry Nassar. He's the former USA gymnastics team doctor who abused scores of young female athletes over many years, including gold medalist Simone Biles, who blames the FBI for not aggressively pursuing an investigation of Nassar when allegations were presented to the Bureau.
We suffered and continue to suffer because no one at FBI, USAG, or the USOPC did what was necessary to protect us.
CDC data shows states with an obesity rate higher than 35% have doubled over the past 2 years. USA Radio News.
Calling all busy electricians. Your job is about to get simpler. Introducing Leviton's new Contractor Connect, an online portal offering a host of educational resources, videos, customer support, expert content, and the latest on Leviton products. Jay Sherman is the Director of Residential Marketing at Leviton.
We understand that electrical contractors are busier than ever, and our goal is to lessen that load by giving them the resources they need right at their fingertips. Whether on a job site looking for installation support or using downtime to catch up on the latest industry news, Leviton Contractor Connect makes it easier than ever for contractors to stay productive and ahead of the competition.
Contractor Connect features the My Leviton Pro Support Program, which provides enrolled contractors with a dedicated customer service line and an easy-to-earn rewards program. Contractor Connect can be easily accessed at any time, from any location. Visit Leviton.com/Contractor Connect to explore today.
The House of Representatives is continuing its debate over the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package that House Democrats are calling human infrastructure. One of the things in the bill is a pathway to citizenship for illegal immigrants who were essential workers during the pandemic, along with temporary protected status holders and people brought to the United States illegally as children. Louisiana Republican Congressman Mike Johnson claims Democrats are ignoring who's coming across the border on Fox News.
We have an open southern border. Steve, we have people coming in from at least 150 countries, according to Border Patrol customs agents. And we have hardened criminals coming across that border, and the Democrats do not care.
Walmart hitting the road with self-driving cars in Miami, Washington, D.C., and Austin, Texas. They'll be using those cars for their door-to-door grocery deliveries. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Allegations in a new book have former President Donald Trump calling for action to be taken against the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Bob Woodward has a new book that claims Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mike Milley took action after January 6th to limit then-President Trump's power over the military, a claim former President Trump can't imagine on Newsmax.
So first of all, if it is actually true, which is hard to believe, that he would have called China and done these things and was willing to advise them of an attack or in advance of an attack, that's treason. For him to say that I would even think about attacking China, I think he's trying to just get out of his incompetent withdrawal out of Afghanistan. The worst, the dumbest thing that anybody's seen, probably the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to our country.
For the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Military bases and communities across Florida are getting some additional funding. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis saying the military has a major footprint in Florida and is huge for the state's economy.
There's not very many places around the country that could credibly argue with Jacksonville and Northeast Florida or rival them in terms of military friendliness. And so we think this is a really critical part of the DNA of this part of the state.
The state getting $3.4 million in funding, which is coming from grants. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.